Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. We are live in the great city of Detroit, Michigan. We thank God for each of you who are tuned in that are near and far. We send our greetings out to you. We are excited to be back here. This is Financial Friday, where we highlight, where we inform, where we inspire, where we educate, equip, and activate you to create economic empowerment in your life, in your business, in your family, in your community, and in your nations. We've been on a journey for the last 3 weeks on the Ten Commandments of Building Wealth. The Ten Commandments of Building Wealth. If this is your first time listening in, I encourage you, go back to our archive. They are available 24/7, and you can listen to Session 1 and 2 at no cost. You will be blessed, strengthened, encouraged, inspired, and empowered by the Ten Commandments of Building Wealth. Today, beloved, we are going to close this particular series out. I encourage you to grab something to write with, something to write on. We want to cover today strategies, that's what I call them, principles, tips, keys, number 8, number 9, and number 10. And then if maybe you have a question or a comment here on Money Talks with Dr. Mineta, we are live. Yes, we are live. For the next 30 minutes, you can call me at the radio station, and the call-in number is 347-945-6272. Again, 313-945-6272. If you want to speak with me, maybe you have a question, maybe you have a comment, maybe you need prayer, maybe you're looking for a financial breakthrough. We have just a wealth of information. If you're a part of my Facebook family, I strongly encourage you to follow me, like our page, which is Financial Freedom and Blessings Now. We are releasing a wealth of information and resources on that page. And also, for those who want to become a part of our Wealth in Abundance Mastermind group, there's still an opportunity for you to do that. You can get information off of that page as well. It is called the Wealth in Abundance Journey, and we look forward to you being a part of this great economic empowerment movement, not only locally, but nationally. So let us go forth, because there is some other information I want to share with you, if we have time, that is taking place here in the U.S., and it is the BEE, the Black Economic Movement. And there's a lot of activity going on in the African-American community in regards to economic empowerment and financial freedom. And so as I bring to the closure of the 10 wealth-building commandments, if I have time, I really want to share with you just some of the things that are happening here in the U.S. There are various campaigns, financial campaigns, and many of you who have listened to the program for the last 8 years, but for the last 30-plus years, that has been my mantle, to empower and equip individuals, men and women, those in the African-American community in the area of finances and economics. So this is really a blessing to see the movement taking place. And so we want to continue to help you increase in your finances, that you would attain financial success, that you would have lived debt-free, business success, that you are creating generational wealth as well as financial legacy in this time and in this season. So go back, listen in to our previous programs over the last 8 years, as well as continue to follow us every Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. So the eighth wealth-building principle that I want to share with you today is apply leverage to build wealth. Apply leverage. That's right. Apply leverage to build wealth. When we hear the word or we think in terms, I always like to give the meaning and definition of a word so it will make even greater sense to you. Leverage. What is leverage? When you think about, you're leveraging something out. So according to Webster, I'm giving you Webster's definition. When we look at the Webster American, the New American Dictionary, and the word leverage, we are looking at the action or the mechanical effect of a lever. Okay? So now, what is a lever? A lever is a bar used for prying or dislodging something, or a meaning for achieving one's purpose. You're leveraging. Or a rigid piece turning about as an axle and using for transmitting and changing force and motion. Leverage, the action, the activity. So you're leveraging out to build wealth. See, leverage is the essential success principle that builds wealth. You won't get wealthy by trading time for money. Let me say that again. You won't. You will not get wealthy by trading your time for money. And you cannot do it alone. Two things, beloved. See, wealth building requires you to work smarter rather than harder. And what you want to do is apply these principles of leverage that I'm going to share with you. I have six of them. Six principles of leverage. Because you want to leverage so it'll work in your best interest. Not that you're working harder, but you're working smarter. And so the first leverage that we want to share with you is financial leverage. We call it OPM. When I was in the financial arena as a consultant, as an advisor, as a financial representative, and that was a part of our presentation, OPM. And OPM stands for other people's money. Other people's money so that you are not limited by your own account, by your own pocketbook, by your own wallet, by your own purse. OPM. That's what you're doing when you start a business and you get a loan. OPM, other people's money. So that's financial leverage. I can't spend a lot of time, but in order for us to complete the series today, let me move forward. The second one is time leverage. Other people's time. Other people's time. So you have to leverage that so that you are not limit hours in a day. Other people's time, OPT, other people's time. The third one is systems and technology leverage. You probably never even heard when you think about finance and building wealth. So we're talking about systems, structures, strategies, technology, leverage. Other people's system, OPS. Other people's system and technology. That's what you're using so that you can get more done with less effort. Number four, marketing leverage. That's OPM. Now, you're probably saying, no, what's OPM? Other people's magazines, newsletters, radio shows, databases. You use that. You leverage those marketing tools and techniques and resources so that you can communicate to millions with no more effort than it is required to communicate one-on-one. If you're listening in to this platform of Blog Talk Radio, there are thousands that are listening. Millions have the potential to listen to this program live. And then the potential of it being recorded in cyberspace forever. So live, I have persons listening in from South Africa and Belgium and Dubai, in South America, in Singapore, in India, in Canada, all around the world. This is what we would call marketing leverage. So as I'm sharing these 10 commandments and these 10 principles of building wealth, more than one person can be impacted by this message, okay? Number five, this is the eighth wealth-building principle, which is apply leverage to build wealth. It is network leverage. In other words, OPR, other people resources, or OPC, other people connection. You want to use your network leverage so that you can expand beyond your own resources and connections. This is real. If you utilize this eighth principle and apply leverage to build wealth. Number six is knowledge leverage. Knowledge leverage. So we call that OPT. That's other people's talents, or OPE, other people's expertise, or OPE, other people experience. So that's two OPEs, other people's talents, other people's expertise, other people experience. You want to use your that knowledge leverage so that you can utilize greater knowledge than you will ever possess. That's right. See, many times we do not use the tools in our chess box, in our toolbox. But I'm saying to you today, as we summarize this eighth wealth-building principle, which is apply leverage to build wealth, your financial leverage, your time leverage, your system and technology leverage, your marketing leverage, network leverage, and knowledge leverage. See, leverage allows you to build more wealth than you could ever achieve alone by utilizing resources that extend beyond your own. So this principle of leverage, it allows you to grow wealth without being restricted by your own limitations. So leverage is the principle that separates those who successfully attain wealth from those who don't. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. If you're not going to use leverage, then you are working harder than you should to earn less than you deserve. And that isn't going to make you wealthy. So use the one of those six leverages that I just shared with you, that you would work smarter and not harder so you can create wealth in your life, in your family, in your business, in your community, in your nation. Number nine, the ninth wealth-building principle is treat your wealth like a business, because it is. Treat your wealth like a business. Many of you, maybe this is your first time listening in, and as I encourage you, go to our archives, and I did a session on what is wealth. If there's 10,000 of you listening in today, and I ask 10,000 of you, what is the definition of wealth? I would have 10,000 different answers. But I want you to go into the archives and listen to that session, that podcast, on what is wealth. And as you treat your wealth like a business, you will see increase come. See, you wouldn't build a business without a business plan. So I posted and asked, do you have a wealth plan? Why should building wealth be any different? You need a wealth-building plan. You need a financial plan. So, beloved, I'm saying to you, design your wealth plan based on proven business principles that lead to success. And these principles, they include a competitive edge, leverage, back at that word, that is a business word, accurate record keeping, and accountability, just to name a few. But this principle, this ninth principle for wealth building is treat your wealth like it's a business. Think about it. Run your money like a business. I'm saying something to someone. Run your money like a business, because that's exactly what it is, personal financial management business. When you think about it, when you personalize wealth building and you personalize your wealth building plan, you should take into account your unique interests, skills, and resources while incorporating these Ten Commandments to wealth. I want you to know, beloved, why you need a wealth plan and not just a financial plan. You need a wealth plan. You can decree and declare to yourself, today you will start and build a wealth plan. See, because when you complete your wealth plan, it'll be tailor-fitted to your unique lifestyle. And while it'll honor those proven success principles that no wealth plan is complete without. This plan is going to be custom-made, custom-fitted for your unique lifestyle as we utilize these proven success principles, that no wealth plan is complete without it. So I'm saying to you, run your money like the business it is. Run your money like the business it is. Anything less will slow your journey to wealth. That's what we are. We're on a wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity journey. and we want to be able to help you. We want you to join our Wealth in Abundance Mastermind group. As we share even in greater depths and tips and strategies and structures to creating wealth, generational wealth, financial wealth, and legacy. And now if we look at our last wealth-building principle, number 10, is steward your wealth. Steward your wealth. That means take care of your wealth. Manage your wealth. Socrates says, if a man is proud of his wealth, he should not be praised until it is known how he employs it. See, wealth is your servant. Wealth is your servant, and you are a servant to your wealth. Money is a little more than a comes with a responsibility to use it wisely. Let me say that to you again. Wealth is your servant. In other words, wealth should serve you. And you are a servant to your wealth. So wealth and money are totally different. Money is a little more than a tool that comes with a responsibility to use it wisely. Money is a medium. Money is a resource. Money is a tool. See, the rich man is a fool who dies without arranging his affairs to assure that his wealth does good during his lifetime and after his passing. We call that estate planning. You can have control over your wealth while you are yet living to what we call a trust, a living trust. And then upon your demise, upon your death, you still will have the opportunity to be a good steward over your wealth. That's right. And so through your legacy of wealth, you have the opportunity to bless yourself, your family's life now and in the future, and you can go beyond that by expanding the circle to include the lives of all who follow you, all those who are connected to you, meaning organizations and churches and nonprofits. Oh, yes, you must steward your wealth. And as a successful wealth builder, creator, wealth distributor, wealth generator, you'll be in a unique position to organize charities that can do good social type of work and activities. That's right. You can organize charities that do great social good. The fact that you can't take it with you means wealth is a gift to be given. Uh-oh. For some of you, that kind of rattled you. But I want to say that again. The fact is you cannot take it with you. You're not going to see a hearse filled with your possessions, your items, your stuff. But wealth is a gift. A gift to be given. Always understand that wealth isn't something you possess, but wealth is a flow which has found a temporary parking place under your stewardship, under your direction, under your management. So, beloved, what I'm saying, eventually this stewardship will move to others. As all things must pass, that's right, including you and I, the wealth builder, as a wise steward. See, the wealth builder's solemn responsibility is to use this temporary gifted power. That's right, wealth power. is that you use this power wisely so that it creates maximum benefit for all those who are touched by what you created in your lifetime. So, beloved, as we stand today, as we follow these principles, as we follow these 10 success principles, you'll be on the path for true wealth. True wealth, true riches, true in your life. So, to sum up this series, the 10 wealth building commandments to true wealth and to put you on that path. It's that these 10 wealth-building keys and principles that will lead to true wealth, not just monetary wealth, because the objective is not to just become rich, but to build a balanced, fulfilling, wealthy life. So as I summarize for you today in our remaining time, if you have a question or comment, you can call us at 1-347-945-6272. That's live for the next 4 minutes. But these 10 key principles will help keep you on track. Number one principle was build wealth for a deep cause. Money alone is too shallow of a goal to motivate you to overcome all the obstacles that stand between you and wealth. Number two, give more value than you think. When you give value, then your financial success becomes a measure of how much you have given to the world. Number three, live with 100% integrity. That's right, beloved. Integrity is non-negotiable because no amount of money can replace a good night's sleep or a clear conscience or a peaceful mind. Number four, be courageous. That's right, be courageous. Wealth results from doing what others won't so you can have what others will never will. Number five, be disciplined. Be disciplined. Life will conspire to distract you from achieving your financial goal, and only the disciplined will stay the course with consistent enough actions to get results. Number six, avoid conspicuous consumption. That means overspending, buying. No one ever spent their way to financial success and financial freedom. Every day, make a choice between consumption today or wealth for tomorrow. Number seven, build supportive environments. In other words, the path of least resistance to wealth is paved by supportive environments that literally pull you toward the goal. So who's in your circle? Who's in your tribe? Who's in your network? Are they wealth builders and wealth creators? What type of mindset do they have toward wealth and riches? And we just covered number eight, apply leverage. Number nine, treat your wealth like a business. And number 10, steward your wealth. Money is little more than a tool that comes with responsibility to use it wisely. It's not something you possess, but something that passes through you and must be given back. So I'm saying to you, beloved, follow these 10 success principles and you will be on the path to true wealth. After all, isn't life too short to settle for anything less? So I close with this quote. Say what you will about the 10 commandments. You must always come back to the pleasant fact that there are only 10 of them. That is your path, your key, your strategy, your way, taming wealth. true wealth in this time and in this season. That is our Ten Commandments that we have shared with you. I encourage you to go back and listen to this series, part one, part two, part three. But not only hear the series, but apply the work that I have shared with you, the principles that I have shared with you, the strategies and the tips and the keys that I have shared with you regarding building wealth, generating wealth, and distributing wealth in your life, in your family, in your business, in your community, and in your nation. Well, I pray that what I've shared with you has been beneficial with you. I still have several minutes that I can take any questions or comments here on Money Talks with Dr. Manetta. We will be back next Friday again, live at 12 noon. Share this message with your friends. Share. We want to be able to be a blessing to as many listening audience locally, nationally, and globally with Money Talks. We look forward to you being back with us again. And so, go in peace. Have a blessed and prosperous day. That is my prayer for you. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.